This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for taking 15 minutes to join us here today. We're going to hear the last part of a message that started on Monday. It's the days of Lot. Now, maybe you chuckle when I say that, and you think back at what happened in the days of Lot, and that was Sodom. Lot was Abraham's nephew, and Abraham and Lot parted company. Abraham said to Lot, "Look out at this great big field out here. You go wherever you want, and I'll go the other way, because our companies are too big now, and our herdsmen are fighting. So you go one way, and I'll go the other. You can pick out any way you want to go." And Lot fixed his eyes towards Sodom and said, "Uncle Abe, I'll go that way. See if we play." So Lot went to Sodom. Abraham went the other way. And now we're looking at the days of Lot. We're going to look at what happened there. Sodom was a wicked city, and it's known for its sexual immorality and specifically rampant homosexuality. There's not no elephant in this room. This is what it is. The great scam to be pulled on the Church of Jesus Christ today is for you to accept or think that that's not sin. And it is. And that has been the great scam pulled on the church, is to get people to think they're born that way and to get people to think that's not sin anymore, when it's always been called sin. The word of God does not change, my friends. It's always the same. We have looked at what had happened in Sodom, how the old and the young wanted to rape these angels that were in town. We've been looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. I think that's where we're going to camp out here today. But there's other places as well. Some I don't have time to get to in this message. Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1 mentions two groups that God gives up on. I encourage you to read that. Start with verse 18. Read through the end of the chapter. Look at the two groups of people that God gives up on. One of them is environmentalists, who worship and serve the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. The other group, I'll leave it up to you to read. Let's hear the last part of this message now, the days of Lot.
Number 5, Sodomite. The word arsenokoite. Arsen is the Greek word for man. Koito is the Greek word for bed. Man, bed. A man who lies in bed with another man, homosexual. Do not be deceived. Sin is sin. That's the great deception that's been pulled on the Church of Jesus Christ. To accept this lifestyle as normal and natural, while if the truth be known, it's Sodom is repeating itself all over again here in this country and in the world. So not only does the Bible condemn homosexuality, it condemns both partners. Ever heard that one on CNBC before? How about on TV? Have you ever heard that address before? Have you ever heard that taught before? You tell me. I see people, Christians with more degrees than Kellogg's, got cornflakes. Will get on TV and says, God says there's nothing at all wrong with homosexual. You know what they say the sin of Sodom was? It was this lack of hospitality. That was the sin. Six. You know, back again, just thinking about this five here for a minute. It's just like saying adultery is not a sin. I mean, let's spin that one. Okay, adultery is not a sin as long as it's a loving relationship. Right? So then people accept adultery as normal and living a lifestyle of walking in adultery. Why don't they do that with these other things? Well, thieving is not, stealing is not really, there's nothing really wrong with stealing. It's only this one. Number six, thief, Greek word, klepto, meaning secret thief. You read about these practicing sinners all the time. They secretly, discreetly steal money, you see. That is a klepto. It's a secret thief who pilfers money or things when people aren't looking. When that describes you, you're in the same boat as everybody else. When you do that for a living, you're going to partner up with Osama bin Laden and Adolf Hitler once the long-suffering of God runs out in your life. But it hasn't run out yet if you feel guilty about this and condemned about it or convicted about it, because the Holy Spirit, what he does best is he takes where it hurts and he pushes real hard because he doesn't want you to spend eternity in hellfire. Wants you to leave it here and repent. Simple as that. Someone else has already died and paid the price for you on the cross. I'm guilty, Lord. I repent. I've been a thief. I've been a dot, dot, dot. Repent. Make things right. Number seven, covetous. I could say C number two, right? Wanting somebody else's stuff. The Greek word pleonekte, here's a few definitions. Eager for gain and always desiring more. So you're eager for gain and always desiring more, but you're going to point a bony old finger at the poor homosexual. You're in the same boat. And that boat's got a leak. You ain't on the ark. This boat's going down. Number eight, drunkard. Does this describe you? Wait a minute, I thought this was a message on homosexuality. It is, but God doesn't want to exclude you, you see? He wants you to be in the same company with everybody else. Why leave you out when we can talk about you too? Drunkard, does this describe you? If it does, let me suggest no more finger pointing, but perhaps some repentance is in order. Again, I'm not talking about people wrestling with certain problems in their life. Even homosexuals. People who know what they're doing is sin and are trying to walk with God and are undergoing the sanctifying process, we're not talking about them. There are millions of homosexuals that can and will make it into heaven because they realize what they do is wrong and they want to do better. Just like anyone else here on this list, if you've committed any of these, that's not what we're talking about here. Okay, let me move forward here. Let's look at number 10, then we'll get to number 9. Number 10, extortioner. Studying this, I'm amazed. This is what I'm amazed at. Not only does this passage identify two types of homosexuals, this passage identifies two types of thieves. Earlier we had kleptos, one who steals by fraud and secret. Here we have the Greek word harpage, which is a violent thief who steals out in the open. You know, the one who you go to the bank or the ATM or Publix, they stick a gun in your back and they say, stick them up. Interestingly, this is the same Greek word for rapture. Did you know that? It means open theft. to snatch away violently, is what the Greek word harpage, which we coined the term rapture, this is where it comes from, this same Greek word. A violent one who steals out in the open, to snatch away forcefully, or open theft. Next up, number 9, last on this list, reviler. Greek word loiterus, one who slanders someone else with speech. Does that describe you? Maybe telling your child their whole life that they'll never amount to anything. Or you're nothing but a dirty, low-down, good-for-nothing. Not when you say that because you hit a hammer on your thumb once, but when you raised your kid every day telling them that, and you're going to point a bony old finger at the homosexual? Or how about this? You're a member of Westboro Baptist Church, and you're going to go and picket the funeral of a dead homosexual soldier. And you're going to hold up and walk around proudly with a smile on your face that says, God hates bleepity bleep bleeps. You are a reviler, and you are in the same boat as them. And I repent. I recommend that you repent of your sin. You're just as guilty as they are. Don't be a reviler. Encourage someone and help them. Help their family. Go to their funeral. Extend some kindness and mercy to them. That's what we're in need of. A little bit of more mercy in this world. I don't want to see any homosexual or anyone else condemned. I want to see their eyes opened. Satan has snowed these people with his lies. Let's you and I be used by God to open up their eyes. I'm not going to have time to finish this. We'll look more tonight at Romans chapter 1. We'll close with my last two points. Do not declare that homosexuality is not a sin. That's ignorant of the truth and ignorant of the word of God. And as Jesus would say, you err not knowing the scriptures. But Jesus also said, nor the power of God. Just as an aside, it's the power of God that'll set you free from anything and everything you are involved in that is sin. This is the good news. If you're convicted by this, last point, if you find yourself convicted of sin, perhaps because you're guilty of some of these on this list that we looked at, then praise God. That's great news. You're convicted of sin because the Holy Spirit has convicted you and wants you to make things right.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with Him daily and is tuned in to His frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.
Of His grace.